and so to more fish and climate. Our PhD this week is in the West.
My name is Joyce Ong, and I am a PhD student at the Oceans Institute, which is part of the University of Western Australia. My PhD work focuses on four different species of snapper, which are commercially and recreationally important in Western Australia. And in particular, I focus on understanding how changes in climate and the ocean environment will affect the growth of these species. Now, as we all know, the climate is changing fast, and in the ocean, water temperatures have been rising over recent decades. Our research aims to understand how changes in climate have affected the growth of these four different species of snapper so that we can try to predict what might happen in the future. We work on tropical snappers from the northwestern coast around the Pilbara and the Kimberley regions. And our focus is on the tiny ear stones of the fish, also known as otoliths. When cut open, they look very similar to what you find inside a tree trunk, rings as in an onion. By counting these rings, not only are we able to calculate the age of the fish, but we can also calculate the growth rates for every single year that it has lived. Our oldest snapper, a mangrove jack, lived for 52 years, while the majority are around 30 to 40 years old. Now, these fish were collected by the Department of Fisheries over a decade ago, and our work relies on historical collections, so we do not need to collect more fish and impact existing populations. We found that over the past few decades, these fish grew faster when the waters along the coast were warmer and less salty. These conditions occur during La Niña years, when there is a stronger transport of warmer and less salty water from the Western Pacific into the northwestern coast of Australia. However, these La Niña events are predicted to be less frequent but more extreme in the future, which might indicate tough times ahead for snapper. Now, our results are exciting and important because we now know exactly how fish have responded in the past to climate changes and the environmental factors that are crucial for their growth. From these results, we can predict how fish will respond to climate changes in the future. For instance, if we know that fish populations are likely to be more vulnerable in the next 5 years because of particular climate conditions, those who manage our ocean fisheries could then take steps to protect these populations. By understanding the past, we are better able to help conserve our ocean ecosystem and the sustainability of our fisheries.
And we better start now. Joyce Ong at the University of Western Australia.